Saram, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our Thursday life. The beautiful Dasara is on, and that is the reason why we wanted to dwell on Devi Bhajans, and we asked you for bhajans where the word, the phrase Ananda Daini occurs, and we have responses from so many brothers and sisters. You have Mridula Murthy from Bangalore. She has given us the bhajans Omkara Rupini Janani Ma, where you have the line Ananda Daini Janani Ma. She's mentioned the bhajan Jnana Pradayini Gayatri. This is a bhajan which I am not familiar with. Third bhajan she has mentioned is Satya Swarupini Ma, Sai Prema Swarupini Ma. Yes, in this you have Paramananda Dayini Hridaya Nivasini. And the fourth bhajan she has mentioned is Ambe Janani Abhirami. Again, someone else also has mentioned this bhajan, but I am not familiar. At least it is not sung in Prashantanilayam. But that does not matter as long as this bhajan is useful for us to connect to the divine. It is perfect. We have Basant Pandey from Nepal, and he has given us this bhajan Satya Sarupini Ma, Omkara Rupini Janani Ma, Devi Bhavani Jagat Janani. Yes, in this you have Mandahasini Ananda Daini. We have Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad, Satya Sarupini Ma, Devi Bhavani Jagat Janani, and Omkara Rupini Ma. We have Prarthana Sai from Singapore, and she has given us the bhajan Omkara Rupini Janani Ma, Devi Bhavani Jagat Janani, Satya Sarupini Ma, Sai Shwari Chandramukhi. This is again something which I am not familiar with. Niranjani Sai Bhavani. This is also new to me. But thank you so much, Prarthana Sai. We have Brother Ravi Ranganathan from Singapore. He has given us the bhajan Sai Shwari Chandramukhi. As I just mentioned, Satya Swarupini Ma, Devi Bhavani Jagat Janani, Omkara Rupini Janani Ma. All the bhajans that we have already discussed. And he goes on to add Mother Bhavani, the mother of the universe, the giver of bliss, the bestower of auspiciousness, with the quality of mercy as her form, O Mother Narayani, slayer of demon Mahisasura, O the bearer of the three worlds, the destroyer of the fear of the cycle of births, O Mother Sai, the giver of supreme bliss, we surrender to Thee, who showers compassion and grace. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Brother Ravi. Then we have Sister Lalita from Puttaparthi, and she's given us the bhajans Ambe Bhavani Abhirami, Devi Bhavani Jagat Janani, Jnana Pradayini Gayatri, which I mentioned. Jayama, Jayama, Jayama. In this she says, Shivasakti Rupini Saima, Sadananda Daini Saima. I am not familiar with this bhajan. Omkara Rupini Janani Ma, Satya Sarupini Ma, Sai Prema Sarupini Ma. Yes. But she's also sort of expanded on this theme of Ananda, and she says there are bhajans where you have the word Ananda Mai, and she's given He Chinmai, Sai Janani, and Jayama. She's taken another form of Ananda, Ananda Rupini, and she's given us the bhajans Amba Parameshwari Akhilandeshwari, where Ananda Rupini comes, Mangala Shubhakari Mata Maheshwari. Here you have Ananda Rupini Sai Shiva Shankari, Naga Bhushani Sai Narayani. This is something new. There you have Tripura Sundari Ananda Rupini, Simhavahini Sai Narayani, Trilokapalini Jagadeshwari, Sadananda Rupini Sai Shwari. So she's taken us the theme of Ananda Rupini, and also the theme of Ananda Bhairavi or Mandahasavadini, and she's given us the bhajans Amba Mandahasavadini and Jagajanani Ma Ambe Bhavani. This is also new to me. This goes on as Jagadambe Ananda Bhairavi. Beautiful. Thank you so much for filling us with Ananda, or ruminating on Ananda, and making this session so Anandamayam. And let's continue to dwell on this theme of the mother, on the theme of the Divine Mother. Can we dwell on the bhajans where the phrase Adi Parashakti occurs? Because the mother is the supreme Shakti. Even when the gods wanted to decimate the demons, they empowered the mother and asked her to do it. She is the embodiment of all the Shaktis of Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara. So let us dwell on the bhajans where we have the phrase Adi Parashakti. As always, you can send your responses to quiz@radiosai.org, and please send us by Sunday. And now for the bhajan tutor episode for this week. We have a very beautiful Devi bhajan lined up. Let's lose ourselves in this beautiful bhajan which we all are familiar with. Let's begin with a prayer. Let us offer our loving and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our lives is dedicated only to your work,
to living your message in our lives and to disseminate your love that flows through every part of our being. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a very beautiful bhajan. Here is how the first line goes.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
So this is the bhajan we will learn now, and like always, let's begin with getting familiarized with the lyrics, and then we'll move on to the raga, the tune, the beat of the bhajan, and then we will listen to Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, a former student of Bhagwan's University, sharing his insights and reflections on this bhajan.
Jaya Jagat Janani Ma. Jaya Jagajanani Ma. Jaya Ma. Jaya Ma. Jaya Ma. Sai Shiva Shankari. Sai Parameshwari. Ambe Bhavani Ma. Jaya.
Now that you know the lyrics, here is the tune of the bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh, now give us a slow demonstration.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
Jaya Ma. Jaya Ma. Jaya 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 Ma.
Sai Shiva Shankari. Sai Parameshwari.
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 Ambe Bhavani Ma. Jaya.
Ambe Bhavani Ma. Jaya.
Ambe Bhavani Ma. Jaya.
Ambe Bhavani Ma. Jaya.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
So that is how this lively, vibrant bhajan flows, and you heard it in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. It's time now to learn more about the technicalities of this bhajan. What makes this bhajan so beautiful? And Brother Anirudh is here with us. So tell us, Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of this bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It's a beautiful, short and sweet bhajan on Devi. And this bhajan is based on the rag Desh. in both streams of classical music. And it's a beautiful raga, often used for many patriotic songs. You have Vande Mataram in this raga. And the raga is so melodious. Let me just go through this raga.
Sure.
Sa re shudri ma pa ni shudni sa. So this is arohanam. Sa re ma pa ni sa ni sa re ni. Well, coming back, you have komal ni. Ni da pa dha shuddha dha pa dha ma ga shuddha ga pa dha ma ga re re pa ma ga re ga re ni za ni ma pa ni sa. Sa re ma pa ni sa, sa ni da pa ma ga re sa. Sa re ma pa ni sa re, sa ni da pa ma ga re. So you have 5 notes while going up and all the 7 notes while coming down. Sa re ma pa ni sa re ni da pa, pa da ma ga re. Re pa da ma ga re ga re ni sa ni 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 sa. So this is Desh Rag, and you have many bhajans in this raga. Any guesses?
Well, Raghupati Raghava.
Yeah, Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram. It's a typical Desh Bhajan. And you have many more like Sai Kanhaiya, Sai Kanhaiya, Bhajare Ramacharan Satatam, Bhajare Ramacharan. And also you have Ishwaramba Priyanandana Sai Jaya Jagavandana Sai Jaya Jagavandana. And in fact I remember the beautiful alap played by Sri Mandalin U. Rajesh for our 90th birthday special audio, the instrumental version of this Bhajare Ramcharan. Maybe we can just listen to that alap.
Sure. beautiful. As you mentioned, it's a very, very involving and very, very powerful raga.
Yeah.
And I think we'll appreciate how the raga plays out so beautifully in this bhajan once we do the swaras.
Yeah.
So let's take up the swaras.
Yeah. So we'll do the first line.
Jaya jaga janani ma mare mama papani nisa mare mama papani nisa jaya ma jaya ma jaya ma nisari garisani nisari gari gama gari garisani sa nisari garisani nisari gari gama gari garisani sa Sai Shiva Shankare, Sai Parameshwari, Sari Sari Nidapa, Pada Pada Magare. Sari Sari Nidapa, Pada Pada Magare. Ambe Bhavani Ma. Jaya Mama Magare Sanire Gare Nisa Mama Magare Sanire Gare Nisa
So it was so beautiful going through this for us.
Absolutely.
And you really feel like singing this bhajan after going through this. Whole exercise.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Keeping in mind of what notes to touch, where to touch exactly, and where to be careful. This bhajan has one more beautiful aspect of sustained notes. The end notes are sustained.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
So, it's challenging to have breath.
Yes.
And also, you have to sustain the same note. So, even all the lines.
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma.
Which is, it's a unique in the Sai bhajans, you know. And this bhajan, especially when you sing in the second speed, what happens is, since there are a lot of variations, the curves in this bhajan is like,
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma.
So, in the second speed, we can make it a little more simpler.
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma.
So that it doesn't become, you know, very messed up or
like it doesn't become very intimidating for others to follow.
Exactly, that's more important.
Yes.
And if the lead singer is uncomfortable to give that variation in that speed,
yes,
it'll be like
it almost becomes like a concert.
Yeah, and it's more complicated. So,
yeah.
So Swami wants always to be simple.
Yes.
Keep it simple.
Yes.
So we can sing that way, and that's how we discuss the swaras also.
Yes.
Nisari gari gama gari gari sa nisa.
If you're just touching those basic notes, I think.
Yeah. And though this line little deviates from desh, the typical arohana of the desh goes like
Nisari ma gari ni.
So while coming down only you have the ga.
Nizariga.
That's like a little deviation from desh, but yeah, it's almost all lines are based on desh.
Yeah, the feel is completely desh.
When you come to the third line,
Sai Shiva Shankari, Sai Parameshwari, Ambe Bhavani Ma Jaya. छाए भवानी मां जय.
Amazing. And this is gently sung towards the later half of the bhajan session,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's a fast Devi bhajan. And the thing is, when you start off too fast this bhajan, yeah, again you'll end up in singing the second line like a complicated stuff.
Jai Ma Jai.
It'll be really tough to sing that way. So you can start it a little medium, and then anyway the second speed will make it more faster.
Yeah. So let's discuss the beat.
Yeah. So the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat. Aditalam in the Carnatic classical music, which is Keherva in the Hindustani classical music. Let's have the count.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And when we sing this bhajan in the second speed, to make the lyrics of the bhajan more clear, we can sing
Sai Shiva Shankari Sai Parameshwari,
those lines in the on beat. So for an example, in the first speed we sing like this,
Jaya Ma Jaya Ma Jaya Ma Jaya Ma Jaya Ma Jaya Ma Sai Shiva Shankari Sai Parameshwari Sai Shiva Shankari Sai Parameshwari.
So it is off beat. 1
Sai Shiva Shankari,
it's after the 1. So in the second speed, you know, it will be a little tough to sing off beat. So we can make it on beat so that the lyrics is also clear. So we can have a small demo.
Jaya Ma Jaya Ma Jaya Ma Sai Shiva Shankari Sai Parameshwari Sai Shiva Shankari Sai Parameshwari.
So we do it on beat.
On beat, yeah.
You have more time to spell out the lyrics clearly.
Exactly.
Yeah. We do this in some other bhajans too.
Yeah, yeah. So something like, if you take the bhajan,
Narayana Hari Naam Bhajo Re Narayana Veda Parayana Karuna Bharana Bhava Bhaya Harana.
All this is offbeat.
Offbeat.
1
Karuna Bharana Bhava Bhaya Harana.
So in the second speed,
Karuna Bharana Bhava Bhaya Harana Pavana Charana Patita Janavan Pavana Charana Patita Janavan.
Yes. I think that is, it keeps the momentum going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bishu Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
We are now done with the lyrics, the raga, the beat of the bhajan. It's time to dwell on the meaning of the bhajan, on how to connect to the Lord through this bhajan. And Brother Sonam Gyamso, an alumnus of Sri Satisai Institute of Higher Learning, who had the opportunity to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for more than a decade, now shares his thoughts on the meaning and the profundity of this bhajan. Sairam Brother Sonam, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom.
Sairam Vishu, great being here again.
Jai Jagat Janani Ma, such a powerful bhajan, such a vibrant bhajan.
Yeah.
And you are someone who has seen Bhagwan enjoying this bhajan on so many occasions.
Yeah.
Perhaps you have also sung it on many occasions. So can you go back in time and tell us a little about this bhajan, about Bhagwan's reaction to this bhajan, and what this bhajan does to you?
Well, when I think of this bhajan, it takes me back in time in the early 80s, or I should say the late 70s, when Rupak Sharma used to sing this bhajan before Bhagwan. In fact, I heard this bhajan being sung in the presence of Bhagwan by Rupak Sharma.
For the first time?
Yeah, for the first time. And this bhajan really dominated the entire course of the 78 summer course.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the summer course, this bhajan used to reverberate, and in the later years also when I joined the college in Vrindavan, this bhajan used to be sung on. It was a very special bhajan in the sense that the moment you would sing this, you would know that, you know, it was a signature for a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
When Swami used to ask Rupak Sharma, "You sing a composition, some important person has come." So this was a very important bhajan.
Oh, okay.
A very special bhajan that he used to sing before Bhagwan. And it's very vibrant and very energetic, like it energizes you, this bhajan. You need a lot of energy to sing it.
Yes.
Because right from the moment you start the bhajan, it just ascends all the notes high up, you know, spirals up.
Yes.
And then you need so much energy to sing it. But the most beautiful part of this bhajan, of course, the beautiful humor in it, when Rupak used to sing, you know, one thing really stood apart. He used to sway from this corner to that corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then Swami used to make it an occasion to tell him, "Why don't you sit still and sing?
Okay.
Why do you move? Because the microphone is not moving along with you, you know.
Mm.
You have to just look at the microphone and sing."
Mm.
"And of course, keep observing your facial expressions also."
Mm.
"Don't be a crybaby all the time crying, and, you know, your face looks ugly when you cry." In fact, so many times he would tell me, "When you sing bhajan, keep a mirror in front of you and keep seeing your reflection, because you look ugly when you cry and you look very good, beautiful when you smile."
Mm.
So keep smiling.
You should sing it with joy. You're chanting the name of God.
Exactly.
Be done with joy.
Exactly.
And you should be still.
So the physical part of that, you know, was stillness of the body without moving, without much movement. But then it also, you know, implied that you should still your mind when you sing bhajan. And then in the stillness of that, of your mind, then there is a free flow of the swaras, the free flow of the bhajan music. It won't go out of scale if you are still. It means so many things.
Absolutely.
When Swami talks about stillness. And then also, Swami said, "Don't cry, because you should be filled with joy. When you are singing bhajan, why should you be miserable?"
Hmm.
So that was another beautiful implication. But this bhajan per se, when you look at it, Jai Ma, the moment you start the bhajan,
Jai Ma, Jai Ma, Jai Ma.
So it just goes up and up, you know.
Yes.
And in fact, this might be one of the very few bhajans which is almost a victory cry, you know.
Yeah.
It you know, very boldly speaks about victory to you, my mother. It says, "My mother, victory to you."
Yes.
Because the mother came to be victorious.
Yes.
She, you know, emblematizes victory.
Yes.
Of good over evil.
Yes. She decimated all the demons. She was empowered by all the gods. And
exactly.
She went into the battlefield where no one could do anything to the demons. And she conquered all the evil designs of all the black forces.
Yes. And the primeval energy of Shiva.
Yeah. It is a victory of the primeval energy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and it says, "Victory, victory, victory to you, mother."
Yes.
And that when it is said, when it's sung out, it's so beautiful. So, the person who composed this, some great sage in some corner of the world, composed this bhajan, and it was Swami composing through him.
Yes.
And then somebody from Vrindavan, like Rupak Sharma, goes up to him and learns the bhajan and comes and sings it before Bhagwan. I'm just trying to depict the imagery of it, of the whole thing.
Mm.
And then Swami very innocently sits on the chair and then pretends to listen to that bhajan for the first time. And then he sways to the lilting tune of the bhajan. And he, you know, beautifully he waves his hands and does all those divine gestures to see to it that the bhajan really gets, you know, into the mind of everyone. So now the entire thing, and then he gives credit to the person who is singing the bhajan. You sang very well. And sometimes we get, you know, fooled by thinking that I really gave so much joy to God. Swami was very happy because I sang this bhajan. It was sung very well, you know. So this little bit of deception that sometimes we get caught in.
Yes.
But then again,
as the mother, he or she rather decimates that ego in us.
Exactly.
That is the victory.
Exactly.
That he ensures that, you know, we never become a failure. We might fail on once, we might fail twice, but until we triumph over our weaknesses, she's on
exactly.
the job.
Exactly. So that's why in the beginning, she would give that laxity, she would allow that. In fact, she would prompt you into all that, so that all your ego, all your base instincts would surface.
Yes.
And then only when it surfaces, then he can burn them off, you know.
Yes.
Because the baser instincts, the evil has to challenge goodness.
Yes.
And then there is this beautiful battle. And then in the battle, the victory is the victory of good.
In fact, in Dasara, the last day is called Vijaya Dasami. It is the victory, the day of victory
exactly.
of the mother. And
exactly.
in fact, you used to see that glorious mother, the glorious form of the Divine Mother in Bhagwan, isn't it? When the fire used to go up and Bhagwan used to stand there so majestically. The fire is red and Bhagwan there in his red robe. you can visualize that victorious mother,
exactly.
that victorious self in us being reflected in Bhagwan.
In fact, Vishu, we used to wait throughout the year for this beautiful moment called Dasara happening in Prashanti Nilayam. And, you know, the entire place used to be bedecked with flowers and festoons and festivity. And then the Nadaswaram, you know, there was festivity in the air during all those days of Dasara. And as you said, when you talk about the fire, I'm reminded of that one beautiful moment that I experienced when we were all in the Purnachandra auditorium for beloved Bhagwan to come and, you know, bless the starting, the inauguration, to inaugurate the Veda Purusha Saptagyan Yajna. And in a very traditional way, the priests were trying to invoke fire that day. And there is always a right time when, you know, within that time, the fire should be invoked. And then the fire should be up and blazing already. So they brought these two pieces of wood and they were rubbing on it and, you know, by friction, fire gets invoked.
That's how they always ignite the fire.
This is how they ignite the fire, and they don't use a matchbox, you know. So when they were trying to do that, the good time was passing away and these people were still trying. And all of a sudden, the middle of the blue, you know, the navy blue curtain in Purnachandra auditorium, he just parted and Swami walked into the stage. And then Swami looked at the Yajna Kunda, the Yajna Mandapa, where they were doing bring up the fire. And then Swami looked at, very intently, Swami looked at that spot, and there was a blazing fire.
Immediately.
You know? Yeah, immediately. It was as though, you know, the fire dropped out of his eyes, you know.
Mm.
And then there was fire. And then our Maya is so strong, like, you know, people didn't even register it, that, you know, it in a spur of a moment, this is what happened. And then Swami was, you could almost read his, you know, lips. Swami was telling, start now. And then they started the yajna right on time. So, beautiful moments in, during Dasara. And then the Nadaswaram, and especially, you know, every day there used to be Harikatha. Some person who would be an expert in Harikatha from some different distant villages, they would come. So this was a place, you know, which was a bastion of our ancient Indian tradition, our ancient spiritual tradition, wherein people used to do everything as per Bhagwan's commandment. People used to do it for the conservation of our cultural heritage, you know.
Yes.
So this is what used to happen in Prashanti Nilayam, as it happens even now.
Yes. Worship the elements, revere the elements.
Yeah.
And as Bhagwan used to say, you have so many yajnas.
Yeah.
Matru yajna, Deva yajna, Rishi yajna. This is the Rishi yajna.
Rishi yajna.
Where, you know, you offer worship to our scriptures.
Yeah, yeah.
And our tradition.
Yeah. And done in a very traditional manner. Can I slightly digress on this and again talking about Dasara?
Sure.
I'm reminded of that great savant, you know, that Rishi, Brahma Rishi Kamodhani. Because he was sharing, I had the privilege to share the same space with him. My grandmother used to live, she was a next door neighbor to Brahma Rishi Kamodhani, and I had the privilege to be, you know, with him most of the time and then eat from his hands, you know, whatever leftover.
He was very, very earliest priests.
Yeah. In fact, he is the progenitor, you can say, of the Vedic tradition in Prashant Lime. Like,
started with him.
Yeah, the Veda chanting started with him. And in his own rights, he was a Brahma Rishi. And Swami once said, you know, there are a lot of people who call themselves Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. But just because your name is Chaturvedi doesn't mean that you are justifying that name, you know.
That you are the knower of four Vedas.
Knower of four Vedas. But Swami said, Kamodhani knows all the four Vedas.
Oh, wow.
So he has committed the whole thing to memory, and not only that, he practices every part of it. Swami, so many times, on so many occasions, you know, Swami extolled him. But this is how he had started his career, if you would allow me to say that,
sure,
in Prashanti Nilayam, when the first ever yajna was conducted in Prashanti Nilayam. Swami was very young then, and might have been in the very early 60s, you know, when Brahma Rishi Kamodhani came with his entire disciples, and so they were doing the yajna. So he did it, you know, as somebody who was, you know, employed to do it, in the sense that, you know, he had to do it because he was a pandit. And at the end of the, he was called and he did it. And at the end of the yajna, he had to take pada namaskar of Bhagwan. And when he touched Swami's feet, at that point of time, he was not a devotee. So the compulsion was, in the presence of Bhagwan, everyone just stoops down. Everyone bends down, you know. Nobody can stand in front of Bhagwan and say that I am equal to you, unless he becomes really one with Sai. So now what happened was, this gentleman, he, Kamodhani, Brahma Rishi Kamodhani, went all the way to Chitravati to cleanse himself of the defilement that he thought he had really got into by touching Swami's feet.
Why defilement?
Because he was a pandit. A very high
caste. He's a Brahmin.
And then Swami is not a Brahmin. Oh. So he had to touch the feet of somebody who is inferior by caste. So he went there and dipped himself with chanting mantras. And then when he came back, it was the old mandir, not the this mandir, but old, not the path mandir, but this mandir itself.
Yeah.
But the old version of it, you know. And the Swami was just waiting for him outside. And when he came, Swami just called him and said, look at yourself, what you look like. And Swami showed the entire episode of this man dipping into that, taking fantastic dips in the river. Swami showed him the whole sequence on his palm.
On the palm of
his hand? On the palm of his hand.
Oh.
And then Swami said, see, you look so comical when you do this.
So there was almost like a screen, a TV screen on his palm.
Yeah, it was like a TV screen, and he saw, though, it was like a, what do you call, how do you call it? Nowadays, without a screen, you can see
hologram.
Images. Hologram. So it was a really hologram, probably. And then when he saw that, he was dumbfounded. And Swami said, by dipping yourself into the river, if you can cleanse yourself of your karmic acquisitions, then all the fishes and aquatic animals are liberated already. Swami said, don't make a fool of yourself. And then Brahma Rishi, since that day, never stepped out of Prashant Lime. He never went back to his home. Till the ripe age of, I think, 102 or something, he passed away in Prashantini Lime on Vaikuntha Ekadashi.
Oh my God.
Brahma Murtam. And myself, you know, I am an eyewitness. I have seen Brahma Rishi sit there waiting for the evening darshan of Bhagwan. He would never sleep in the afternoon. He would be in Samadhi. He would just sit on his bed. And then at exactly before 5, he would just rise up from there, wash a little bit and go. Without a wink, he used to just sit there immobile. And I have seen this myself.
Wow.
So anyway, just, you know, we are getting carried away by this beautiful episode.
No, but I think it is so significant because the Veda Purusha Sapta Gyana Yajna, the tradition started because of stalwarts like him.
Exactly.
You know, Bhagwan chose these enlightened souls.
Yeah.
He brought them to Prashantalam so that they can start this spectacular tradition of Veda Purusha Sapta Yajna and Prashantalam. Exactly.
And it was so appropriate because I think Veda Purusha Sapta Gyana Yajna happens only in Prashanti Nilayam. Elsewhere it doesn't happen. Navaratri is elsewhere, you know, celebrated, observed in so many different ways, so many different manners. But here in the presence of Prashanti Nilayam, it was that. And when you are talking about Jai Jagajanani Ma, just imagine so many thought waves, you know, started coming to our mind, you know, and triggered by this beautiful bhajan, Jai Jagajanani Ma, because it speaks about, it's all about Dashara.
Yes.
It's all about the victory of good over evil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. I think it is the victory of our higher self over our lower self.
Exactly. Because sometime back, you know, we both were talking about the congregation of Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh during the time of the battle between Durga and then Mahishasura.
Mahishasura.
Yeah, so when the Mahishasura Mardana took place, exactly. So at that time, the Shakti was empowered by all the three.
Yes. Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, all of them give weapons to the mother to fight the demon.
Yeah, so it's also said that, you know, giving weapons and empowering the primeval energy also, you know, it's emblematic of time itself, because Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they symbolize time, three different points of time. It's past, present and future.
Oh, wow.
What we call creation, preservation and dissolution.
Hmm.
So they are the adhishtatas of time.
Presiding
itself.
Deities.
Yeah.
They are the three presiding deities,
presiding
of, three
deities
of
time.
Time.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So dissolution won't happen unless Shiva is there, you know.
Yes.
And creation won't happen unless Brahma is there.
Yes. And that is past.
Yeah.
And dissolution is in the future.
Exactly.
Yes.
So when time itself, when goodness happens, you know, when you are on the side of righteousness,
yes,
when it is righteousness, the might of righteousness, trying to vanquish what is evil, then what happens is time also stands still and empowers righteousness to do everything to decimate what is evil.
Wow, I think this is such a powerful thought. I mean, if you are on the path of righteousness, if you are there to make the world a better place, if you are filled with purity, then time also will empower you.
Yeah.
The whole universe will
empower you.
Will empower you. Whole universe will rearrange itself and embolden you.
Exactly.
To achieve your mission, which is for larger good.
Yeah.
Amazing. And I think that is the victory of Dasara.
Yeah.
That is the Vijayadashami. And that victory is what is signified in this bhajan.
Exactly. And even when you go through the lines of this bhajan, you know, it's a very simple namavali. It's so beautiful. Sai Shiva Shankari, Sai Parmeshwari. Shiva Shankari, when you talk about Shiva Shankari, like we were talking about, he's the dynamic emanation of Shiva. She is the dynamic emanation of Shiva.
Yes.
So the primeval energy, the source.
Yes.
So, you know, Shiva is, Swami says, not Shava.
Yes.
Shava is Jad.
Yes.
And Shiva is Chetan.
Yes.
So consciousness is
consciousness.
Shiva. And also Shankar, when you say Sham, Swami says, is again auspiciousness. So it's all about the victory of auspiciousness.
Yes. Absolutely. It is the victory of goodness, of auspiciousness, of all that elevates us.
Yeah. And Sai is all that.
Sai is all.
Sai Shiva Shankari, Sai Parmeshwari, Ambe Bhavani Ma.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing. Sai is all that, and that is what we saw in every Dasara.
Yeah.
And I think that is the imagery that probably we can recreate in our minds.
Exactly.
Every time we sing this. And I think every time we go up, if we elevate ourselves over our lower instincts, I think then this bhajan would serve to sublimate.
Exactly.
sublimate us.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
and, you know, that victory that the Lord wants, that the victory over our higher self, victory of the higher self over our lower
exactly,
self.
Exactly.
I think.
So well said. Yeah.
It's so amazing. And this bhajan is a celebration of that victory.
Yeah, it's a celebration of that victory.
Fantastic. Yeah. Maybe we should just sing it and then we'll...
We both will sing it together.
Yeah, sure.
Jayama, 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 Sai Shiva Shankari, Sai Parameshwari,
Sai Shiva Shankari, Sai Parameshwari,
Ambe Bhavani Ma Jaya,
Ambe Bhavani Ma Jaya,
Ambe Bhavani Ma Jaya,
Ambe Bhavani Ma Jaya,
Jaya Jagajanani Ma,
Jaya Jagajanani Ma,
Jaya Jagajanani Ma,
Jaya Jagajanani Ma,
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma,
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma,
Sai Shiva Shankari, Sai Parameshwari, Ambe Bhavani Ma Jaya, Jaya Jagajanani Ma.
Rupak Sharma used to end it, you know.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma Jaya Ma.
So one day he forgot to do this.
Mm-hmm.
He just ended Jaya during the bungalow session.
Mm-hmm.
And Swami stopped him and said, Upar kai ko nahi gaya?
Why didn't you do that?
Why didn't you do that?
Wow, amazing, fantastic.
He, Swami, all the time was more involved in the bhajan than us.
Absolutely, and even now.
Even now.
Even now. So amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Sarah. So that was Brother Sonam Gyamso, an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Someone who has been so passionate, not only to sing, but also to disseminate Sai Bhajans all over India, and also who has been blessed to compose many Sai Bhajans. We now move on to the last part of this program. Let's listen to the Prashanti Mandir version of this beautiful bhajan.
Jaya Jagajanani Ma, Sai Parameshwari,
Sai Shiva Shankari, Sai Parameshwari,
Ambe Bhavani Ma. Ambe Bhavani Ma. Jaya Jagajanani Ma,
Jaya Ma,
Jaya Ma, Jaya Ma,
Jaya Ma,
Shankari, Sai Parameshwari. Ambe Bhavani Ma Jaya. Ambe Bhavani Ma Jaya. Jaya Jagat Janani.
With that, we have come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. If you have any queries or comments on this program, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of love and gratitude, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.
So with that, it's time to move on to the next segment. Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. And before I leave the mic to brothers Prem and Harishankar, let me remind you of the bhajan quiz. So please let us continue to dwell on the bhajans which adore the Divine Mother. So please send us bhajans where we adore the Divine Mother as Adi Parashakti. As always, you can send your responses to quiz@radiosai.org. And send in your responses by Sunday, by 9th of October 2016. Thank you so much for being with us all this while. And I'll be back after Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam for a new episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today we will discuss about the profundity of the Vedas. Why and how the Vedas are so very modern and relevant for us. But for now, enjoy yourself with Bhagwan's discourses and discussions, honest discourses with brothers Prem and Harishankar. Thank you so much. Salam.